neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Lash asked that how can we find the name of Bezalel in Tehillim? Have you seen name of Bezalel in Tehillim anywhere? You remember the name of Bezalel in Tehillim? No? Hemizmor Guf Yutet, Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Belibi safanti imratecha lema'an lo ehetelach. So the Melech HaShalom, he expresses himself by, in my heart, your words are hidden. Why? So, God forbid I will not commit a wrongdoing. So Belibi starts with Bet, Safanti, with the Tzadi, Imbratecha, Aleph, Lema'an, Lamed, Lo, Lamed, Echeta, Aleph, and Lach. So you have six letters. If you put it together, what do you get? Bezalel. See, we have Bezalel in Tehillim. So now the question is, Harav Avigdor Sorfati, Mibalei HaTosafot, found this Rashi Tevot in Tehillim. The credit goes to David HaShalom that he arranged it, and of course to Harav Sorfati Zatzal, that he found it also. So now, what's the depth of this this message that Bezalel we have here? So now, it's brought in the Midrash that you know that Melech Shalom went through lots of suffering, lots of yisurin, and everybody went against him and put him down, such as the big ones, Doeg and Achitofel, the greatest Hachamim of the time, that any time that Melech HaShalom was giving lecture, shiur, they would stand there and they would mention whatever happened to him with that incident. And they would tell him if someone would do such a thing in front of people, would he have Olam Haba or not?
You mean about the
Bat Sheva, right. So in front of 1,000 people when he was giving shiur, then they would give him a good punch. So now it says that Shlomo HaMelech Alav Shalom, when he built the Beit HaMikdash, the opening of the Beit HaMikdash was 5 meters. And also the Aron was 5 meters. So when he wanted to take it in, it would not go in. Got stuck. He didn't know what to do. He was very embarrassed. So what did he do? Gemara brings that he brought the coffin of David Melech Shalom. Actually, it was Techiyat Ametim. So he brings the Aron of David Melech Shalom. And then...
The coffin.
Then he said, Hashem Elokim, Al Tashev, Penei Meshichecha. So, David Melech Shalom is by the door of Beit HaMikdash, and the Aronam is there. And then, when he says that please do not reject the zechut of your Redeemer, Meshichecha, that meant David Melech Shalom. And all of a sudden, the gate opened, and not only that, he said, Zachra lechased David avdecha, and when Shlomo HaShalom finished his pleading, fire came from Shomayim and burned the korbanot and the mizbeach. Yes, Shlomo, his son. So now, actually the Mizmor 30 that we recite before Baruch Shamar, is related to this incident, because it says Mizmor Shir Chanukah Dabai LeDavid. So they ask, was that Chanukah LeDavid? David Melech Avshalom didn't build the Beit HaMikdash, should they permit him? So how come he says Mizmor Shir Chanukah Dabai LeDavid? Because of David, they get it open. And not only that, it says Aromim Cha Hashem Ki Dilitani. What does dilitani mean? You say this mizmor in the morning? Dilitani? Yes, that's true. But the depth of this term, what does it remind you? Delet. What is delet?
Door.
Mizmor Sheikh Hanukkah Abayit, Aromim Hashem Ki. Dilitani. What does it mean? That because of me, you open the door. So what happened? All his enemies, they realize that David Shalom is innocent. He didn't do something, anything wrong. No, so that's the whole point. And we see. Hashem proved that whatever that they slandered about him had no base. So now the question is, yeah, he predicted what's gonna happen. So now back to Halav Sorfati.
He said, we found Bezalel in Mizmor Guf Yotev, right?
So now here we see actually the mistake that Shlomo made, because it's not logical. You should make the Beit HaMikdash first or the Aron. The Aron got it stuck. But if the Aron was inside, it would not get it stuck. Understand? So why did he do it like this? You understand what happened? How can we live in such a mistake? So Halav explains beautiful message. He says, you know why he says, Belibi safanti imratecha lema'an lo echetalach. You get Bezalel, why? Because we see in this parasha, actually, what happened, Moshe Shalom came to Bezalel. So he told them, Hashem has said, To make a kelim, and then the Mishkan. So Bezalel said, how could such a thing be? Let's say you want to build a house in Yerushalayim, is that a shame? So would you buy the furniture first or build the house?
First build the house.
So Bezalel told how can you say, tell me such a thing? It doesn't make sense. I have to build the Mishkan first, and then
the Kelim.
Who was right?
Bezalel.
Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was right. But Bezalel spoke logically. So he made a mistake. So now Shlomo HaMelech HaShalom, he remembered Bezalel, how he built the Mishkan, and said, oh, the Beit HaMikdash, I should build the same way. So the same way that Bezalel made a mistake, so Shlomo made a mistake, and through the mistakes, the Rav Shalom was found that he is innocent. So that's why in this Pasuk, that says, Belibi safanti imratecha, Lema'an lo echeta la, you get?
Bezalel.
So what do you learn from here?
Yeah, several. One of them is that...
What's the greatest thing that you learn?
Exactly.
When people make a mistake, it's such a gift. Because if Bezalel would not make a mistake, Shemar Shalom would not learn from him, and then David HaShalom would not be proof that he is innocent.
How was he redeemed through Shlomo's mistake? I'm sorry.
Because the Aaron would not go in. The Aaron would not go in. But if they would make the Aaron first and then Beit HaMikdash, then this incident would not take place. Because he copied the Tzalel, then the Zechutav, the Amal of Shalom, helped that the Aaron would be taken in. Hashem is Zekeno.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.